Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Continuing this series that I've wanted to do for so long. And by the way, as soon as I'm done with this one, I've got another series I really want to do. I've wanted to do this for years. I've actually wanted to write a book about this. So we're going to do a series about this here so I can expound on it. All right? So continuing our discussion of 1 Corinthians 13. The most read passage from the New Testament, from the Christian Bible, at weddings, by far, period, hands down. The second one is the passage from the book of Ruth. Your people should be my people, blah, 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 blah. The interesting thing is Naomi is actually saying that to her mother-in-law. She's not saying it to her husband. But it's read at weddings. It's beautiful. Going back to 1 Corinthians, see, I took Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, going back to that, continuing to talk about that. We're looking at this third chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, and we talked last time about how for where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And in this video, we're talking about where there is prophecy, it will cease. Now, if you watched the first few episodes, we talked about prophecy. We talked about people having the gift of prophecy. And in biblical time, that was a real common thing, even more so than it is today. You know, I love, one of the things I love about walking around New York City is seeing all the fortune tellers that live in their homes and they work in their homes, and they have signs, you know, come up and get your fortune told for $50 or $100 or whatever. I've never done it before. I have spoken with some pretty insightful people who call themselves psychics. There's one woman who has predicted some stuff for me which has been scary. So I'm not denigrating or saying they don't exist. What I'm saying is that back in what we consider biblical times, that is when the people who sat down and penned the Bible were living, this was believed to be a real legitimate thing. And people paid money for someone who could prophesy for them. And kings kept prophets close to them. They wanted someone to read the future. They literally believed that it was like one of those player pianos, and that this roll of paper with all these dots that were feeding through would start at the top and feed through, and that there were people who could know what was going to be several layers deep in the roll. Now, nowadays, some of us believe that, some of us don't. Doesn't matter. The point is that love is not about prophesizing about the future. So many people get together and they say, we'll be together forever. And they get divorced. I've been there myself. You probably have too. It's not about prophesying the future or living in the future. Love is about now. Love is about, can you understand and accept the person now? Whether you believe that people can see the future or not, the point is, when the future gets here, it'll be the present. Are you being loving in the present? Are you being loving? It's the best way to prepare for the future. We talked in the previous jumpstart about the fact that love is a verb, it's not a noun. Are we being loving in the future, whether or not we can see the future? If you want to see the future, be loving now, and you will have a more loving future. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.